Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, before we have our parting benediction and blessing this Sunday, I just want to offer up a couple announcements. First of all, of course, this next week is a big one because we will be journeying back into in-person worship. As you've known from the letters and the correspondence, this will be a much altered experience because of the need for safety still in this time. Please do make sure if you have not gotten your assignment or signed up for a time that you give the office a call and speak to Barbara or Marge about fitting into a time that works best and where there's availability. We're trying to fit everyone in the best we can. We also ask that you just continue to be in prayer during this time. This has not been an easy journey. There's been a lot of wonderful volunteers, and I hope to at some point more formally thank them. But if they're listening now, please know that your hard work on this is much appreciated, and you'll get to see all the volunteers that have been trained to make our service meaningful and also very safe. We also pray that you will just continue to be well and know that if you're not able to come out, if you don't feel comfortable coming out yet, I'll be working to do an audio as well as maybe even a video recording of the service and then putting it up on our YouTube channel and or just doing a straight recording as well and sending them out the way we used to. I do hope to also continue doing separate recordings of the children's sermon just in case kids aren't with us all the time because I know we're not having Joy Kids Church and the nursery's closed and things of that nature. So it's not very accommodating for our families and our little ones. And I do apologize for that. But please know that I'll be working on children's sermons separately and record them so that you can have those for the little ones. I think that's it. The office is open most days. Please do call ahead. The hours are varied and we're staggered a bit as far as employees. And we do want to minimize, of course, any risk to them. So please do a call ahead before you head on in there and make sure you do leave a message if they don't answer and we'll make sure your needs get met as soon as possible. Whew, I think that's about it for announcements. I think we might be looking for a couple more volunteers to be, I think, temperature checkers is what we need for a couple of our services. So if you have interest in helping with that, it's just the person at the door that checks everyone's temperature so that we don't let anyone in that's running a fever that might be a risk to themselves or to others, please do let the office know. Well, let us receive this parting blessing today. Gracious God, may even the smallest cup of water nourish our souls on this day. The baptismal waters that flow freely from the heart and from the love that you have for us. We pray, Lord, that you will bless us and keep us this week, that you'll bless us as we come back together. Maybe we be safe, and maybe it also be a time of joy just to see one another and be present to worship together. We do pray that whatever happens in the future, Lord, that you'll remind us that you are in all places and all things, that you will bring about good no matter what. And may your light now shine upon all who listen to this worship service and all who are with their loved ones, and also with others in spirit on this morning. And may, again, the peace that surpasses all understanding be upon us all. In the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, blessings to you all again. I hope you have a wonderful week. I look forward to seeing you all soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.